Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your great love in desiring godly offspring and making this world to be inhabited with godly offspring. And thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for moving on behalf of your mighty love, your mighty plan, and setting us totally free, bringing about a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Thank you, Jesus, that you are ruling supreme to crush all darkness under your feet. And thank you, you've called us through belief, through faith, to enter into your presence, into your kingdom. And thank you that you are working powerfully in our lives to shine like lights in this world, to call out those who are deceived and outside of this amazing love, this amazing kingdom, your amazing, beautiful presence. Thank you, Lord, that you have come to seek and to save, and you have, and you are now ruling and reigning, and we're ruling and reigning with you in newness of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We are reading Romans 10, verse 11 to 13. For the scriptures encourages us with these words, everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. So then faith eliminates the distinction between Jew and non-Jew, for he is the same Lord for all people, and he has enough treasures to lavish generously upon all who call on him. And it's true, everyone who calls on the Lord's name will experience new life.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful, and that, you know, those who believe, that word is deep. Believe is to trust, rely on, and it's a doing word. So when we believed in our heart that Jesus is Lord, and what we are saying then, he's Lord of earth, he's Lord of hell, he's Lord of heaven. Jesus comes back and he says to his disciple, all authority. Not some authority, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. So that claim of Satan, that world is his, has all been defeated. Satan has been defeated, he's been put out of heaven, and he's still running around now trying to keep people in the deception, in the lies. But the bottom line is the kingdom of God is here, the king is here. The Father is here. They rule supreme, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere, and all-loving, got the best love. And so faith in this wonderful work of God, the work of the Godhead, eliminates all distinction between Jew and Gentile. Jew and Gentile, that's that saying, we don't recognize ourselves. It's not the ultimate thing saying I'm a South African or I'm an American or I'm a Jew. It's now we are children of the living God. That original intention that God had for mankind has been restored. We now new creations. Old things have passed away, and we are beholding this newness of life as the Spirit is opening us up, this love of God, this faith of God that Jesus authorizes and perfects in our lives. And so as we are abiding in this wonderful fellowship, in this wonderful family, we are seeing and hearing all this news, this new, wonderful, great and precious promises, and we are speaking life, and so we are experiencing newness of life. And God's kingdom is coming on this earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, it's pure, it's 100% beautiful, because the devil and his angels all were taken out, and that's a kingdom that comes now to the true believer that turns from darkness to the light, that gets born again and enters into the kingdom of God. And we can see the kingdom of God that we are in now. Is everything is new. We together with the church, the apostles of old, and the new apostles, the disciples, and we are now the new disciples that are here now representing this beauty, this love, this totality of goodness, this perfect love that has come. So arise and shine and be blessed, because you are blessed, and keep your focus on your heavenly family, listening to Jesus, walking with Jesus in the power of the Spirit through the love of God that is available now, restored in every way. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness, everything good, everything pertaining to godliness, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.